Maseches Tainis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Yardu Latzmachim, Avo Lo Yardu Lilam. If the rain came down good enough to grow the crops, but not strong enough for the fruit to grow on the trees, as for the fruit to grow, it needs a stronger rain. Li'ilam Velo Latzmachim. If there's a strong rain good enough to grow the fruit, but it's not the right type of rain for the crops. Lizet, for Lizet, if there's good rain for both the crops and the fruits, Avalola Boyres Lasichim Lamores, but it's not enough rain to fill up the wells, Mathrian Alamia, then Bezin is Goyzer Tanis Chamuros right away, because as far as the rain not coming down hard enough for the trees, at the time the trees start blooming, if it doesn't rain properly at that time, then the fruit will not grow properly, even if it rains later on. And the same is true if the crops start sprouting and it doesn't rain properly for the crop, they too could be ruined. And certainly, if it doesn't rain enough to fill up the wells, then there's a chashash that people will not have water to drink, so therefore, Bezin is Goyzer Tanias Chamuros right away. Maseches Tainis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. V'chein Ir Shelo Yardu Oleh Hageshamim. The same is true when the rain did not fall in the town. Yosef, V'imtarti Arir Achas, V'Arir Achas Lo Amter. The rain will fall on one town and will not fall on another town. Chelka Achas Timatir. On one area the rain will fall, and on another area the rain won't fall. Oiso Ha'ir Mitzanim Asraz. That town where the rain did not fall has to blow the shofar and fast with Tanias Chamuros right away. Even though normally, when the first rains don't fall, Bezin is first Goyzer Tanias Kalos. But here, since only on this town the rain is not falling, it seems like this is a Gzeir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Kemin Hagos or Olam. Therefore, it's right, they should fast right away Tanias Chamuros. V'chol Svivoy Seha. The area around this town, Mis'anois V'lo Masriyos, should fast without blowing the shofar. Even though the area around the town, the rain is falling there, but since the people from the town where the rain isn't falling will be forced to buy tefua from the area where the rain is falling, they will also have a scarcity of tefua, therefore they also have to fast. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Masriyos Belo Mitzanos. Rabbi Akiva says they blow the shofar without fasting.